A letter bomb has been found at a postal office in Derry. It was found at the city's main sorting office in Great James Street yesterday afternoon. Army bomb disposal officers were called to deal with the device, which had been placed in a white A4 envelope with an address written in a grey stencil. BBC Radio Foyle reporter Anna Quigley is at the sorting office now. People returning to work, Anna.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, I'm here just outside the gates of the sorting office on Great James's Street. I've been here from early this morning where, to be honest, there's very little sign of the incident that took place yesterday. People here are returning to work and now the staff, they didn't really want to speak. You know, they've come here to simply do their job, but inevitably what happened yesterday will be on their minds today. Now, last night, as you say, that the alert was sparked when staff grew suspicious of an A4 envelope with the address written in grey font stencil, and army bomb disposal experts arrived on the scene. The workers were evacuated and the envelope was taken away for further examination. Now, my colleague Theresa Craig was here last night when the alert was sparked, and she spoke to some local people.
Nonsense. It's just, I have no time for that sort of carry on at all. People just want to move on now, and it's just nonsense.
You wouldn't know anything from the street. I mean, it hasn't been cordoned off, except that the gates are locked here. Uh-huh. And I think anything that's happening is within the gates of the sorting office. Yes, you've just posted your letter.
The letter, yeah. It's a disgrace that it's still, I mean, there's people out there that are still prepared to, whether it's a hoax or not.
Makes me sad because, like, things are settling down here, and I have five kids and they're going to school and going to university and things like that, and you know, I really don't want to go back to when they were small, when they were all just being so many security alerts. Then we had to stop and start and, you know, take the kids out of the car at checkpoints, and you know, just very sad because things are so nice now and so good and so peaceful that I would never want to go back there again.
What do you think of the impact for the likes of workers?
Well, it's disruptive. Like, there's enough things in everyday life to keep us busy with, to go forward with.
That's usually ridiculous, isn't it? Third man on the street that pays for it. That's all you have to say, really.
And what about the workers themselves?
As I say, they're the ordinary people. The ordinary working man pays the price for all this. Yeah.
What do you think of people who would do something like this?
Not a lot.
It's not the first time we've seen it in the city, of course.
No. But, I mean, what can you say? We're almost complacent about it now.
You've also been talking to Sinn Féin, Anna.
Yes, I have. Now, just to give you a picture of what it's like here, firstly, Great James's Street is not far from the city centre. It's a busy area where there's a constant flow of traffic, and there are a lot of businesses here. For example, there's a pram shop just next to me here, and apartments, the electoral office. So it's always bustling here. Now, I spoke to Sinn Féin councillor Mickey Cooper here just to get his reaction, and here's what he had to say.
Absolutely futile, as far as I'm concerned, our party's concerned, in specifics. The device was obviously intercepted, was found by very vigilant sorting office staff, because obviously there have been previous incidents like this in the last 6 months, and as a result they've been receiving training to keep an eye out for these sort of devices. And one of the first points they make is, in terms of the people who've been trying to send these through the post, they're not actually reaching their targets because of the vigilance of the staff, so we praise them for that, the staff obviously, not the people sending them. Secondly, in terms of how this is going to change any sort of British policy or anything else, I have absolutely no sense of the logic of this.
OK, well, let's speak to SDLP Foyle MP Mark Durkin this morning. Morning to you, Mark. Good morning, Mark. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Stephen.
Okay, because clearly we're having some technical problems this morning. Let's see if we can... Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Ah, Mark, there you are. Okay, morning to you. Obviously, the big question here is, how do you stop this type of thing?
Well, we have to keep standing up to it. I mean, the only way to stop it is for people to wise up, and the clear, strong message that was coming from the vox pop that you did there from all the people at Darius, people do not want this, they don't see the point of it, and they resent it. They resent the nature of these devices, they resent the attacks, they resent the fact that it's putting people providing a vital public service, working in Royal Mail, at risk. They resent the fact that it's targeting other people who are doing their legitimate business, and they resent the fact that when these incidents arise, there ends up being disruption on our streets, and of course, irony of ironies, the British Army has to be called into a visible presence on our streets.
Yeah, but the people who are sending these type of letters in, they don't care about any of that, do they? And they're achieving what they want, which is attention, publicity, disruption. They're getting what they want.
Well, if all they want is attention, disruption and publicity, then yes, they are getting that. But that's not a strategy that is going to deal with any political issue. That is just going to be something that is going to continue to just harm and blight the lives of people, the conditions of workers and the image of the city. It's not going to do anything positive for Derry and its people. It's not going to do anything positive for Ireland. It makes absolutely no political contribution. Now, if these people have a political line that they want taken seriously, if they have concerns and issues that they want to address, then they should do that by proper democratic and civic engagement, and that is available to them. And they're going to have to, you know, learn and cop themselves on in the way that other people have done in the past, that devices like this aren't going to take your case forward. A democratic engagement gives you a chance of having your views and your airs and your concerns aired alongside everybody else's rights and needs.
Yeah, but you know that these people will think they can achieve a lot more through violence. Not politically correct for me to even put that point. Not that I support it, but you understand that that is their view.
Well, it might be their very warped view, but they might think that because, you know, you or other people are able to make those sorts of observations, that this proves that they're acute, that they can just keep this thing going in their wee way. But okay, what are they keeping going? They're keeping going something that isn't going to lead to anything positive. They're keeping going things that are going to lead to more damage and more hurt to people. It's no thanks to them. It's no thanks to their competence or their control that we're not dealing with a more serious incident today where a postal worker has lost a limb or lost a life or been injured in some way. They are not going to achieve any political point. They might achieve a bit of a media impact. They might achieve disruption on a city centre street as they did yesterday, but they're not going to have any positive political impact. And what are they going to do? Suck more young people into being involved in this, to engage in this sort of futile pettiness? Are they going to put them at more risk of putting themselves in danger and landing themselves before the courts? There is no positive end. Now, if they have a case to make, be it politically at the level of their local community, at the level of their city, or more widely, then let them make that case. And anybody who calls themselves a dissident, whether they say they believe there's a basis for armed struggle or not, or whether, as some people who call themselves dissidents now say, they don't believe that there is a basis for armed struggle, let them engage and make their argument in the way that is available to everybody. But their argument will not be made and will not be heard so long as they're scuttling around doing deeds like this.
Okay, Mark Durkin, thank you very much indeed.